T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm looking out my screen. It says maybe they could use some single-use plastic bags to take away the stuff from the Rath building. You know what's interesting, though? Okay, today is Dingus Day, as you well know. Last year, there were 60,000 people there, according to the Buffalo Police. And this year, I know there are more parade participants. I know that for a fact. And so it might even be bigger than last year. And isn't it amazing? I think it's from the Dingus God, the God of Dingus, that a water main broke in the Rath building and everybody got to stay home all day. Think about it like that. They send you home. They cut you loose from your county job on Dingus Day. So instead of working, you can go out and party your brains out. Isn't that fun? Yeah, especially since they've got it under control. It was apparently some kind of a water situation. You should know that, Tony. Living in Niagara Falls, you have water situations every day.
The home of the broken water main.
Exactly. That's what it should say as you enter the city. Welcome to Niagara Falls, home of the broken water main. And then show a regular water main with a circle and a red line through it.
We're still waiting for my street to get
fixed. It's amazing.
That broke, what, last spring, I think it was? It started. We started to see the break.
You know, when you hear the term, the water broke, it's either a pregnant woman or Niagara Falls, because they both have water breaking from time to time.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But they usually don't send a crew to fix it.
No.
That could be either one of them. Let's go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, David. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, they didn't want to let the employees get some water on their feet, so they'll go out party all day until some on their feet. That's what happened.
Oh, that's funny. What do you got for us today?
I can touch on, but first I got, you know, Tony, he the closest he got to is half right normally, and he did it again today. Yeah, he's right. The $150 billion was money frozen from
the account, yeah.
Yeah, but Obama gathered up $1.8 billion in cash from European banks and flew it in on the tarmac and handed it to the mullahs.
That's good service. Good customer service, yeah.
You know, to give people an idea of how much money $1.8 billion is, you know those sleek little silver suitcases they always use in the movies for.
I have one of those. I bought it in Vegas. Yes.
Well, that would hold a half a million in hundreds. So what they flew in on the tarmac, $1.8 billion is 1,800 millions. You would need 3,600 of those suitcases filled jammed with nice new $100 bills.
Wow! Hey, I like that visual. Yeah, I really do. That's cool.
It gives you an idea, and I got a feeling this whole thing with Giuliani now. I didn't see this comment until I heard it on the radio show today, but he was probably being asked questions about what's said in the Mueller report that supposedly WikiLeaks got their information from Russia so that they could put dirt on Trump, but there has never been any evidence at all, and whether you trust Assange or not, he has never been caught in a lie on where he got his information from. So I think the lie is probably in the Mueller report. And furthermore, when it comes to taking information that maybe you shouldn't use, how about our media people? They take felonious leaks from the FBI and the CIA. They not only don't verify them, they print the stuff as if it's truth, as long as it's bad for Donald Trump, of course.
That's true. And remember who Deep Throat was way back when in Watergate, former FBI guy.
Yeah, I went out with his sister, yeah.
Oh, I bet you did. Thank you very much. Clever. Very good. Fast. Well delivered. Very nice job. Thank you very much. And that was fast. I admire somebody who can think on their feet like that.
That's, good job.
He's good all the time, but that was good. That was fast.
Good.
No, I'll tell you a funny story about that. I always wanted one of those briefcases like he described. They're stainless steel, shiny, or
see them in all the movies.
Yeah, you see them in the movies. Usually, they're filled with money and some mob bosses getting it from somebody. They're bringing them a suitcase full of money. I always wanted one, but they're very expensive. So I never pulled the trigger on it. So one time I was, Cindy and I were in Las Vegas, and she said, I got like 3 hours to kill before we had to be somewhere. Why don't you go and play poker at Caesars, which is where I play poker, at Caesars. I'll look around, but at the end of this 3 hours, whatever it is, wherever you are, that's it. That'll be the end of it, and we'll go to where we have to be. I said, okay. So in the 3 hours that I was playing poker at Caesars, I was in 11 hands, okay? I was in 11 hands, and of the 11 hands, I won 8 of them. So when she showed up, I didn't want to leave the table, but I knew I had to because I promised her and whatever. So as soon as I got her and I told her what I just told you now, she says, great. She said, you know that briefcase you always wanted? They sell them here at the shop. Why don't you take that money right now? It's found money. You just found it. Let's go and get it. So I did and went and got it, and I have it to this day. And it's really a cool – everybody thinks you're an FBI guy or something in one of those. You carry it around. What's in it? You know, you got to wonder because you don't see many of them.
Start singing Secret Agent Man.
But that was unbelievable. I was on really a nice streak at Caesars, so that was cool.
Which is rare because that place doesn't pay out.
Well, I happened to be in with the right group of people. I didn't stay in a lot of hands. As I said, 11 hands in 3 hours is
not... That's true. You're going against other people. You're not going against the house.
Yeah, you're not playing against the house. You're playing against other people, and there were some people there that I think that their spouse said, while I'm doing something important, you go and play cards. Here's a few $1,000s. Because they stayed in every hand. They never dropped. Never folded. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.
You know what they say about Buffalo? Everything's 20 minutes away.
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Not necessarily so. That's why Alan Harris is in WBEN's Salido and Barnes Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Beat the traffic by getting Alan's text alerts from WBEN's Salido and Barnes Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
Text traffic. To 3930.
Having a pretty normal ride at this time. No major problems popping up. Things are moving along just fine.
On the air, on your phone, when you need it. WBEN's Salido and Barnes Traffic Command. News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Smile.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. Dr. Scott Westermeyer and Dr. Jeff Martin were among the first in Western New York to offer implant and sedation dentistry. Their free seminars have been making people smile for over a decade. See why and learn how you can have that naturally beautiful smile you've always wanted at one of the upcoming Westermeyer Martin seminars. Wednesday evening, May 1st in East Aurora, 950 Main Street. Thursday evening, May 2nd in Amherst, 3500 Sheridan Drive between Millersport and Sweet Home, both from 6:30 to 8. And their daytime seminar Friday afternoon, May 3rd from noon to 1:30 in East Aurora. You'll even hear from people who have had the implants. For all your dentistry needs, come to Westermeyer Martin, 655-5000 or WMSmile.com. And now Westermeyer Martin has a new location at 17 Long Avenue in the Village of Hamburg. You're going to love your Westermeyer Martin smile.
Westermeyer Martin smile.
Hey, it's Bella Via. Keller is having an amazing April, and the deals, they just keep piling up. Here, all right, this is going to be fun. I'm going to count up the savings at Keller this month. Let's start with zero. Get 0% financing and great lease deals. Neckels right along with their no-nonsense pricing. They're not going to trick you to get in the door at Keller Chevrolet. They don't have to. All right, next up, 11. Save up to 11% on Suburban, Tahoe, and Silverado HD trucks. 12, save up to 12% on the Spark or Sonic, and 13, up to 13% on the Colorado truck. Now we're really going to start jumping up the savings. 17%! You're going to save 17% on the Impala. You want more? How about 19% on the Cruze or Malibu? All right, I got one more for you. 20%. Save up to an amazing 20% on the Trax and Equinox. That's how Keller is counting up the savings this April. Go online to KellerChevrolet.com, stop in at 3600 Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga, or give them a call at 633-5000 for details. And always find new roads at Keller Chevrolet.
Sandy Beach and Buffalo's hottest talk will return in 60 seconds on WBEN.
So much happens in a DWI case. You might ask yourself, what happens with my license? Can I get to work? Will I have a criminal record? We think your DWI case deserves a team approach from our criminal defense attorneys. That's Complete Counsel.
Frank Lotempio III of the Lotempio PC Law Group.
With Complete Counsel, your DWI case will get our complete attention. Our entire team will fight to maintain your driving privileges, investigate whether you were properly pulled over, and hold the people to their burden under the law.
The Lotempio PC Law Group offers complete counsel for a lifetime of legal needs, including criminal law, personal injury, workers' comp, real estate, corporate, estate, and family law.
When you're faced with a DWI, the complete counsel team at Lotempio PC Law Group will utilize all of our resources to protect you, your driving privileges, and your rights.
For complete attention, complete answers, complete counsel, call 855-3761 or go to LotempioPC.com.
Lotempio PC Law Group.
You're hearing the voice of Buffalo, WBEN. Call us now at 803-0930. Cell calls are free at *930. And our toll-free line is 1-800-616-9236.
The WBEN 7 First Alert Forecast today on Dingus Day. Sunshine fills in by noon, so it's going to... Let's see. It's not here yet. They got 41 minutes. All right. High of 60 degrees, a low of 44. For tomorrow, showers, especially in the evening, as a cold front sweeps through. Isolated T-storms are possible, a high of 70 and a low of 46. And on Wednesday, breaks of sunshine and seasonable, and a high of 56 and a low of 40. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sam, just real quick to Tony's situation. Came in on skids in three different currencies. So if it wasn't slightly on the up and up, just the optics alone, I mean, why wouldn't that go through international banking channels? Obviously, it's nefarious, whatever they were doing. And you've got to go figure, if this was on the other, she was on the other foot, if it had been a Trump doing this, he'd be out of office by now. But over to Giuliani. I really think that the double standard is so rich, even going over to what Chris Wallace... He had an interview with Chris Wallace on the weekend. If you watched it, now Chris Wallace is supposed to be down the middle. He's starting to go left. And it's such a shame the way he was disrespecting Mr. Giuliani. He wouldn't let him finish his points.
I noticed he's swinging a little bit left myself. And I heard a part of that and he was yelling at him. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing about it is he asked him a question. Giuliani's trying to explain. But because some of the explanation, Mr. Comey's name comes up, Chris goes, oh, I'm not talking about Comey now, just reverses the whole process of a fair conversation. But I'm telling you right now, there's absolutely no question that if the shoe was on the other foot and it was, for years, Russian, American, Canadian, everybody, transaction in information is a huge deal, whether it is nefarious or not. But I'll tell you what, right now, if this Mr. Barr is just saying about the spying and is having the visual appearance and the actual appearance of making this thing right, which was obviously the worst ever in American history when it comes down to what they have done to soft coup, if not hard coup, get a sitting president out. If he doesn't follow up, if it's just a bunch of lip service, we're going to find out soon. But Sandy, you guys know. This must be brought out, which means, obviously, right away, Hillary will be indicted, and these other people will be indicted. If that does not happen, the rule of law in America is done.
Well, we'll see very much. I think that Barr gives me the impression that he's a guy, if he says it, he means it, and let's hope I'm right. Thank you very much, Pete. Always good to talk to you. Yeah, what do you think, Tony? I think he's a man. He seems like a guy was pretty solid, pretty serious. He wouldn't have said it if he had no intention of doing it.
If the left is attacking him, you know he's solid.
Yeah, and they are.
And because they're scared.
They Funny, know. They loved him and then they hate him.
Exactly. Same with Mueller. Well, we hate him. No, we love him. Yeah, no, we love him. No, we hate him.
What is it today? What did he say today so I can decide whether I love him or hate him?
They're unhinged.
They really are. They're on fire. It's like their hair is on fire. They're desperate to come up with anything. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. You know how, well, you used to do martial arts. You know how you can smell fear? You can. I think it's possible to, you know, when somebody is fearful. And I think that's what I can smell with the Democratic Party right now.
You can smell it and see it.
Yeah, you can see. I mean, they're absolutely outrageous. And I think in some ways they're actually grateful for those four dissidents because some of the news cycle gets spun off on them and they're everybody's favorite joke except for their own home people.
I think anybody could sit home right now and see desperation.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, look at CNN's numbers. What did I read? 50% loss in viewership for the primetime audience.
God.
That's amazing.
That is. I've never seen anything like that. 50%?
That's in the. I told you, the food channel's beating CNN.
That's amazing. Well, they make better food.
MSNBC lost 30%.
All right. Well, they have a lot of cupcakes on MSNBC. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Oh, poor Hillary Clinton, a.k.a. the Bill Belichick of the Beltway. You got to be kidding me right now. I got news for Democrats. There ain't no way the American public was going to elect that cackling shrew in the first place. I ain't no kind of tired. No, you're just drunk and delusional. Now get back in the woods with the bottle of Jack and leave us alone.
Isn't it funny how when she tried to do that fake black accent, and then OAC there did, it's OAC,
yeah, Cortez,
right?
Did it as well.
She did it, truly. They're not even good at it. And why do they think it's something they should do?
Because they're fake, they're phony, and they're, you know, they really need to wash their fingers before they point them at other people. Like you said, if it's not stolen, if it wasn't, you know, if he's not paying for it or, you know, giving them uranium for information, thing, then I think it's all good if somebody gives them the information. I mean, you know, that's stuff that we may want to know about.
That's true, and it may be important, and you never even use it, but you pass it on to those who are in a position to use it in the authority. In law enforcement. I agree with that. Hey, thanks, Terry. Always good to talk to you. We still love your John Elway stuff.
Right.
Well, that is a home run. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Yeah. Oh,
speaking of AOC, by the way, you have to see this video of this little girl doing AOC.
An imitation of AOC?
It's great. She does her manner, has her mannerisms down. OMG! It's so funny. One of our friends sent it to me over the weekend, and I couldn't stop laughing.
You know what's amazing about the internet? The internet may be a pain in the you know what, but it brings out the creative side of some people who probably have not expressed it before. You know, they might have done something for mom and dad and the aunt and uncle when they're over at Thanksgiving time or whatever. Suddenly they're doing videos online and pretty clever, pretty funny and creative. And I like that. I like creative.
And you also find really funny stuff. I found one and I told you this. Whenever you feel stupid, just think of Kim Kardashian playing poker sunglasses. And here's the worst thing. Reddit says, 12,000 people agree that that's fine to do.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Can I play against them?
Yeah. Wait a minute now. Let's see. You got the cards. I'm trying to visualize this. And even if they're tight, you have to look at them. So you lower your head and you have mirrored sunglasses. Somebody across the table from you is watching you. And as your mirrored sunglasses are projecting what you have in your hand, they are looking at your hand. Could it be any dumber than that? It's like sitting in front of a mirror at a poker game. Who would do that? I mean, do you have any brains at all? Is it a legitimate picture?
The picture I saw. Let's see if I can bring it up again. And
said
you can clearly
girls,
see the poker chips in front of her, She has, looks to be, a cup of coffee.
Mirrored sunglasses.
And she has mirrored sunglasses on. But I will say this, that if you are looking down that way, you're also looking at her low-cut shirt.
Oh, cleavage. So, she's wearing a low-cut shirt. The cleavage trap, huh?
Yeah.
So you're looking at the cleavage, and as a result, you get a bonus prize of seeing what she has in her hand poker game.
I'll tell you what, Sandy, there's not many chips in front of her, so one has to think that she probably lost
them all.
It.
Yeah. I think they ought to put now she'll sue. She'll sue the casino, saying they should have warned you not to have a low cleavage dress and wear mirrored sunglasses in a poker game. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, my God. If that's true, if that's a real thing, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's up there.
It'd be embarrassing to even look at her hand. You know, you'd want to say, somebody should tip her off. Say, look, in the interest of fairness, I see every card you have. And so whether you're a player or not, I can tell. And say goodbye to your chips because you're not going to have them very long.
There's a comment. Redditor thinks wearing mirrored sunglasses shows everyone your poker hand. Then in parentheses, it doesn't. 12,000 people agree.
Now, do you have mirrored glasses on? If they really do, do either of you have mirrored glasses?
No, I don't have. I think they're out of style.
Let's see if anybody does have them. Let's try it on the air.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to try it.
We'll have a game of poker with
yeah, because you're holding, your eyes would be at the same level as the cards because you're looking at them. And if the cards reflect off the front of the glass, that would
be. You should be able to see some reflection just off of my regular glasses, let alone mirror.
You might be able to, yeah.
Depending on the light.
I've never tried it, depending on the light and the time of day and the shadows, because we have windows that go to the outside. All right, we'll take a break and return. I'm going to do the show tomorrow with mirrored sunglasses so that I can see every word I said. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're hearing the voice of Buffalo, WBEN. Call us now at 803-0930. Cell calls are free at *930. And our toll-free line is 1-800-616-9236.
And we are back with Beach & Company. We sent Tony to law school so that we could differentiate fact from fiction online and tell us about grand juries and bill or no bill.
This is from our buddy Vic Baker, formerly of Channel 4, and it's a letter that I guess he wrote, and it was published in the Daytona Beach News Journal on Saturday, April the 20th, called No Evidence. Read the Mueller drops in obstruction dilemma on Congress. None of this produced a single shred of convincing evidence Trump or any American colluded with Russia or Trump obstructed justice. 15 cited episodes where Trump vented, fumed, threatened, or complained about the witch hunt don't rise to the level of high crime or misdemeanor. Rule 6 of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure requires that a grand jury must either return a true bill resulting in an indictment or no true bill. Grand juries don't exonerate. They either accuse or don't. Americans are entitled to a presumption of innocence unless proven otherwise beyond a reasonable doubt.
So that's interesting. One thing about all of this turmoil we've been going through for years now on talk radio is that you get to learn a lot of things. Unless you're a lawyer or a judge, or you went to law school, who would know all this stuff? It's not anything you would do casually. It's not anything you do on a Friday night with friends. And so we do kind of learn how things work. In some ways, it's disappointing, but in some ways, it's enlightening.
Well, Jeannie works, anybody knows that my wife works in law. She's with the Niagara County Conflicts Office, and she's read the report. At least she's just about finished with it. She says no collusion.
No, and so we'll...
And no obstruction.
We'll see if we ever get an admittance from the other side on that. Let's go to Dave in South Buffalo. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I called Friday and said that the Russian narrative was a left-wing conspiracy theory. I think most people have this wrong, especially the Democrats. They believe Russia was working with Trump for Trump to win the election. Actually, Russia was working against Trump by planning stories he was working for the Russians. They sent Russian agents to set up meetings with Trump associates. The Trump team eventually realized that these were pointless meetings, and they stopped having these meetings. Russian intelligence gave the British spy Christopher Steele information, and Steele created the infamous Steele dossier. The Steele dossier is Russian disinformation. Russia wanted the American people to believe that Trump was working with Russia so they could discount him as a candidate and vote for Hillary. The real collusion is that Russia was working to make Hillary president by making it appear Trump was working with Russia. The Russian collusion narrative was Russian disinformation.
Yeah, it's it's a tangled web, but you explained it very well, and I'm glad you were here to do it. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. Yeah, because I could never figure out why they would want Trump to win, especially since they seem to be comfortable enough with the status quo. Everybody seemed comfortable with the status quo. And I, of course, you don't know if they're comfortable because they see inability of the current administration, whatever it might be, to deal with them properly, or if they have some other agenda in mind. It's awfully hard to tell. We're not mind readers. But as I said just before the call, we are learning how things work. In some ways, the biggest takeaway I have so far in the last few years is that the president doesn't have as much raw power as I thought the president had. He still have enormous influence and enormous power, but it's not all-inclusive. It's not like he's a monarch. He is not a king. He is the president. And we find out that we get some two-bit head of the committee who happens to be there because they've been breathing long enough, and like Nadler, and they seem to at times have as much power as the president does. That's disturbing to me. Also found out that they can, we do have three branches, and they are all equal, but sometimes members of one of the branches sets themselves up apart and sets themselves up as a representative of the whole of that branch, when indeed they're not. They are a member of that branch. The branch has the equal authority, not just one person. And the committee chairmans are so powerful with their, what is done, what isn't done, what's allowed, what's not allowed. They have an inordinate amount of authority. And why is it the committee chairmen sometimes are not to our liking? Let's put it that way.
What I don't understand, the left claims—
Where babies come from?
Well, I'm still working on that.
Okay, good.
The left, if Trump and, they hate this and they hate that, why they're not up in arms over all the illegal things that have gone on with Obama and Hillary. They're only interested in what Trump has done or allegedly has done.
Have you noticed they're not in the same party?
And why aren't that's true. And why aren't we all, both conservatives and liberals, out say, look, we have a problem with our politicians. We have corrupt politicians. Let's expose them and get rid of all of them. Shouldn't both ideologies be after the same thing?
Problem we have is the ones that we're disgusted with are so entrenched that they have subversive ways to slow things down. Make sure that they got thrown away in the wastebasket by accident. I mean, things don't happen as quickly as we'd like when we spot something, and pretty soon something else takes over that headline and we forget about what we're mad about. It's amazing. The 24-hour news cycle has to be fed. It is voracious. It's worse than a lion on the hunt. Mama lion out there hunting. They need fresh meat every single day. And I don't think we, if we're not in that business, can process as much product as goes out there.
As a saying goes, our politicians are like babies. They should be changed often.
Yeah, and you have to deal with.
There's a lot of stink.
We'll take a break and we'll return. We'll have to pamper them. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Everybody's talking Dingus Day. We're talking Dingus Day Parade. And on the line, we have the parade director, Bernadette Pollack. Hello, Bernadette.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I bet you are, too, with that weather forecast. Going to be, you couldn't ask for a better weather day for Dingus Day than we're going to have today.
You are right. We are very happy, and we are already here at check-in, and we are starting to check in our floats already. They are coming in strong.
Now, the parade is 5, but people have already received their information. They come to where you are. Where are you located, near the terminal?
I am at the circle in front of the terminal, right at the corner of Memorial and Paderewski.
And so they come in, they check in with you. You tell them where they have to be in the parade formation?
Yes, I do. It's one of the 3 side streets right near me. And they go down on the streets, and they can. Some people start to decorate their floats right there. Some people bring a lunch, a grill. They have a great time. So anybody that wants to can take a walk up and down those streets and watch them getting their floats ready.
I was watching you put the final pieces together on the parade, and you commented to me that it looks like we're going to have more this year than we even did last year. And last year, remember the crowd. The police estimated at 60,000, and we're going to have more parade participants this year than last.
Well, it seems that way because I can usually tell by how many I put in the lineup, and it seems bigger than last year. And based on the fact that people are still asking if they can come last minute, and I don't use anyone, just show up with a little decorated vehicle and sign the form, and you can be in the parade too. So it should be bigger and better than ever.
I talked to Tony, and I said, this is ideal. Tony's a big family man. I said, this is ideal. You can have a family float. Take your vehicle, decorate it. You got 2 young kids. What a kick they'd have of being in a parade. So
exactly.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, we do have one gentleman that used to come with his friends, and since they've all gotten older and married and have children, he has converted his float from a friend float to a family float. And his children are coming, and his in-laws, and their other children are coming. Everybody's going to be from the family. So it is. You're 100% correct. It's really cool.
I'm going to give you a heads up now. The county hall had a water problem earlier this morning, and the county executive dismissed everybody for the day. Now, these are all the people that work there, which are probably a large number of people. Suddenly, they have nothing to do, and it's Dingus Day. You think any of them will be heading down toward where you are?
Well, first of all, I hope so, but doesn't that sound a little bit like a conspiracy? Do you think somebody maybe set that?
I was thinking, you know, it's more than coincidence. I've never heard anything like it. It was a water problem, but it wasn't an overly serious water problem. They have control. It was just a convenience thing. I'm thinking that I think maybe Jerry Nadler should look into this.
I think so. It's very convenient for the people to attend the parade. That's what the convenience factor was.
Now, I noticed some of the entries you had this year. As you explained, an entry can be one person, but it can be 100 people. It can be as many or as little as you'd like. Some of these bigger organizations now have given permission to their people, if they would like to be in the parade and enjoy Dingus Day, to go and do it. I have a feeling you could have really a lot of people down there looking for a fun time.
Oh, I agree with you, and I think there probably will be as many people in the parade looking forward to it as there are people outside watching the parade looking forward to it. It's going to be fun from both ends. Let's put it that way.
Famous last words. Now, what about food? What about food? If, you know, people come down there at noon and suddenly the sun's out and they're looking for something to eat. Any suggestions of where they can go to eat?
Certainly. There are a few mom-and-pop restaurant-type bars, R&M Lounge across the Broadway Market. There are some places in the Broadway Market. There's Artie's. I believe Corpus Christi opens at noon, and they have food. So, yeah, there are multiple places that you can come down here and eat. and then walk around and enjoy.
Isn't there a pierogi eating contest or judging contest, too?
It's a kielbasa making contest.
Oh, kielbasa. Okay, well, I was close. is Dave Franczak going to be in that?
I'm certain he will be, yes.
He usually is. Okay, if you're a newcomer to the city and you just wander down to the general area, well, where would you suggest they start, and what are the things you suggest that they surely don't want to miss?
Well, I think if they're not familiar with the area, just to come down on the east side near the Broadway Market, that's a very easy place to spot. Park your car on any of the side streets that are available or in the market parking lot and start walking. Walk up and down the street, see the floats, you know, stop at the churches, stop at the little corner bars. Even if you don't want to drink, have a soda, have something to eat. Get the feel of everything. Get the feel of Polonia. This is where the Polish people settled 150 years ago. So this is what it would have felt like had you been here back then.
And it really is, we have to stress, it really is suitable for families or single people. It's a cross-section of people, and they're all coming down there for one thing, to have a good time. They have different ideas of what the good time might be, but nobody leaves without a smile. Everybody enjoys it, and I think that's the reason it's grown so quickly in such a relatively short amount of time.
Yes, exactly. And then if you are bringing a family, we suggest highly that you park either at the Broadway Market or in the parking lot across, not in the Aldi's park, but in the park where Sattler's used to be, in that big parking lot.
99A Broadway.
99A Broadway, yep, you got it.
See how I remember that?
Yep.
It's only because they used to do commercials on my show. And explain to newcomers what Krupnik is.
Krupnik is honey liqueur. It is made with honey, and it is fermented. It's a very sweet, a little bit thicker consistency, but it's not meant to be chugged or anything. It's meant to be sipped lightly, and it's just very warming, and it's got a very nice, smooth taste to it.
Tony, have you ever had Krupnik?
I have a bottle in my basement, and I'll probably have a little taste later on tonight. Maybe me and Jenny will both have a taste. We bought it last year. It's delicious.
All right. Now, Bernadette, the parade starts at 5, and I know you're a strict disciplinarian. It will start exactly at 5 o'clock, right?
Oh, it certainly will. So if you get here a minute after 5, you are late.
All right. You put on a great parade, and I'm sure this year will be better than ever, and the weather's going to cooperate. And good luck to you, and we'll see you later at the ranch.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Steve, too.
I will. Thank you. She is the woman who has a particular set of skills. Oh, she works hard on this parade. I'll tell you, it's not as easy as you might think putting a parade together. And it's grown so quickly. It's about 13 years, I think. But in the last few years, it's really exploded. It's really big.
Bernadette would have been so proud of me on Saturday. Roger Weiss, who does the high school show with me, who's usually bugs me and gets me on pronunciation, he said one word and I correct one name and I corrected him, old country way of saying it, as he has taught
me.
And this is like Vozniak. He said Wozniak. I said, no, Roger's Vozniak. And Bernie would have been so proud of me.
Yeah, you got to know what you're talking about with the Polish names, because they don't seem literal according to what the letters say.
You kind of get the hang of it once you know a few of the rules in pronunciation.
But you and I should be used to it. We had our grandmother's Italian, and then you get into radio and you hear the commercials, and they might have an Italian word in them, and they're never pronounced the same
as ricotta. Yeah, many people say ricotta. No, it's ricotta.
Yeah, it is. But if you say ricotta, everybody thinks you're wrong, see? But my grandmother was never wrong, so that's it. All right, thanks to Sean, and thanks to Tony, and thanks to you, and thanks to myself. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. I want you to have a wonderful time on Dingus Day, something to be proud of. Go down there and have a happy, good time. See you tomorrow morning at 9, News Radio 930, WBEN.
WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.